Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice somewhere you can listen each and every day. And I'm so grateful to have you listening to us here at Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I've got an incredible program lined up for you. Bottom of hour number two, Larry Klayman, attorney Larry Klayman, is going to be with us. We're going to talk about J6. He's got a client. They've filed a class action lawsuit. We'll talk a bit about that as much as we can, but just about how the Biden administration has turned our three-letter alphabet into a type of Gestapo, and we're going to talk about it coming up here on Chosen Generation Radio, bottom of hour number two. Top of the hour, Tom Rigsby will be with us. We'll talk about corporate culture and business and how you can make yours a success. Bottom of this hour, very excited. We're going to have the senior marketing VP for Getter will be with us, Kaylin Dorr. And Kaylin, of course, was on the main stage at CPAC and talking about the free speech issue. We'll talk about that this morning. And he's also talking about freedom of religion and how social media platforms can offer that kind of help to Christians and to believers. And Getter is affording that and moving forward on that. And so we're excited for that. We're excited to be on Getter this morning. We welcome our audience on Getter. Welcome our audience on TECNTV.com, where last week we were again the number one program on TECNTV.com. We are humbled by that, and we are grateful. And we thank you because, again, we do understand that you do have a choice on what you watch and what you listen to. Get more at the website, chosengenerationradio.com. Get signed up for our emails. We'll drop emails in your email box. Not a ton, but enough to keep you informed, as well as a copy of the video of today's program will go directly into your box as well. And you can also find that at the website, chosengenerationradio.com, and get signed up at one of the 16 podcasters where we put our program out each and every afternoon. So you can also listen to what you might have missed if you miss any part of it. And I understand that sometimes you do. So we appreciate, again, your listening, and thank you for that. Very excited to welcome as my very first guest this morning, and she is now going to be with us on a bi-monthly basis, talking about what I believe is one of the most critical issues that we face. And obviously, it has to do with our own personal health. And as someone who's been through an accident, who has had severe injury, who years back was given 3 to 6 months to live. Understanding how we maintain health in this temple, even at the time, and I am grateful and have worked very hard to lose a lot of weight that was put on as a result of the accident. But even when I was at the weight that I was at, my doctors were consistently amazed at how good my blood work was and at the weight that I was and still am at a heavier weight. Have never had any issues with things like diabetes or any of those kinds of things that generally come on. And the reason why, ladies and gentlemen, is because I am very conscious about what is going into my body and into my system. And my next guest, Dr. Judy, has been speaking about what they are trying to put into our bodies and giving us truth and revelation. And another one of the social media, golly, can I The word that comes to mind is Nazi. Sorry, but that's the word that comes to mind. Dr. Judy, welcome. It's good to have you.
Yes, that's the word that comes to mind here, too. Holocaust and Nazis.
Oh, my gosh. They are shutting down people's ability to be able to just speak truth. And I think one of the things I want to talk about this morning that I think is so ironic, and I know that is a word that induces the idea of humor, but I think it's more of a darker side of the irony, and that is that, you know, here they are coming out, they're saying, well, you know, you don't need to wear the masks, and the CDC is coming out and saying, well, we have statistics that prove the things that people like yourself are going around and talking about, but we don't think the public should see those statistics that support the truth. Can you speak to that for a minute?
Yeah, sure, because, you know, this is from the very beginning. From the very beginning of all of this, the data didn't support the model. We might all remember February, March of 2020. They had models from this guy in England. Just, this is what's going to happen. It's going to kill 3% of the world. It's going to, you know, when it kills less than 0.0003% of the world. And only the oldest and most infirm, they just, you know, the band played on, I usually like to say. The data never supported the predictions. The CDC's had this on their website all along, and now after they do all the damage, it's not just that the mask didn't work. It's not just that the lockdowns didn't work to prevent a viral infection. No, they worked to control your mind. They worked to make fear the virus. They worked to initiate and carry out the plandemic, the event 201 that they planned all along. And it really was and still is a war against people of faith, a war against God, a war against our God, that our God-given immunity isn't enough. I think I said on the last show, you know, different congressmen, and I appreciate people like Jim Jordan and Rand Paul who are there trying to get the truth in front of the American people by questioning and proving Fauci to be the liar. Well, he was a liar on February 27, 2019, when he said the measles vaccine didn't cause encephalitis, and it was right there on the data safety sheet, on the internal package of what goes to everybody, because that's the only place big pharma can't lie. Encephalitis, inflammation of the brain, causing all these injuries. So what do? They just say, okay, we'll just bury all this data, create a narrative with faulty statistics, with faulty models, without data. And yet the data all along, the data I had, the data we had, you know, since HIV/AIDS. And now they're just bringing back AIDS because it's really vaccine-acquired immune deficiency. And I just don't mean the COVID vaccine. I mean every vaccine. Not one vaccine since 2008. Since all liability was removed in 1986, not one vaccine has been safety tested against the placebo control. That means nothing. And most people didn't realize that then. But the wake-up call is, we all remember it now. And honestly, I think what the audience needs to do is say, you know, the CDC, the FDA, the people you go to, they're false idols. Trust your God. Trust the fact that our food is all contaminated and has been really since Bobby Kennedy Jr., Aaron Seary, Children's Health Defense, won the case that in fact, a Roundup glyphosate causes cancer in 2015. And the FDA right then and there should have stopped everything. The FDA's primary job is safety. The Center for Disease Control's only job is to make sure they understand and keep the American people safe. And they've done everything but. They've controlled the disease. They've spread the disease. The masks are deadly. And what did the CDC do last week, as reported first on the highwire.com on Thursday? So in a few hours here at 11 o'clock, the highwire.com. What did they do? Oh, they just simply raised the, now a child isn't normal in achieving standards if they walk at 12 months. Now it's 18 months, or if they talk at 2 years. So the damage that was done by the CDC, as they've been doing for 3 decades, and the American people and the people around the world are waking up and really turning back to God, and that's what this is all about. Do not defile the temple. Do not isolate. We're Ecclesiastes. We get together in the county square, in the town square, at the church. This is what we're all about. God is love, and God wins.
And he has created our amazing temples to handle these issues, but we've got to feed them with the kind of stuff. And I know in the last program that we were on together, when you were here, I at the very end of the program brought up one of the products that you and I were both introduced to at Trinity Health Freedom Expo, and it's one that I have been taking now myself since last September. And it's an incredible product, and I offer it at cgrwellness.com, and it's the Aneva company. And I encourage you to go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for a free account and start to do some explorations yourself. We're going to have some videos coming up and some audio coming up from one of their individual representatives talking about the benefits of several of the different products. But I take this stuff every single morning, Judy. But I have been, as I mentioned in the lead-in, I have been using naturopathics since the early 2000s, and I'm still here today and alive. And that in and of itself, aside from just the accident, is a miracle, they tell me, because according to all of their research and everything that they've done and all natural appearances, I should have, you know, I should be dead. When your pituitary gland and your adrenal gland stop functioning, you're in trouble. Am I misstating that, Dr. Judy?
No, not at all. And in fact, I'm carrying a travel pack of those products you just mentioned, the Aviva products, for because I'm traveling now. You can probably hear I'm in a car. It's a little different than usual, and so I'm traveling today. And I always take these products with me. And yeah. They've sent us all into adrenal fatigue. We've all lived for 2 years in flight or fright. You can't live every day expecting, that's not how God made us, in flight or fright. You can't stay stuck. We're all in that place. And yeah, when you lose your adrenals and your pituitary, you know, and the catastrophic accident that you survived, that's only God keeping the temple well.
Amen. Amen. And then we have the responsibility for what we are putting into it. And again, I need to say again, neither Dr. Judy or I are anti-vax. If the vaccine were safety tested, if the vaccine were properly put together, if the vaccine didn't contain animal DNA that doesn't belong, and we weren't, experiments like the island of Dr. Moreau out here in the public. These are the things that we're warning you about so that you can know. And this is one of the reasons why we have put the prayer up, and you can find it at Freedom Encounters as well. You can find it at our website. It's why we put up a prayer to ask God to unwind everything the vaccine.
Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and his natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account.
It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. God bless you. And keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put. And pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the forward. Thank you. God bless you.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just 400 American dollars, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in these life-changing wells. Would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Only $400 changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Please consider making your best donation today.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the borewell here in this community. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home. And they are doing well and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. Pandragari. Motor chala do. And you can...
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Well, folks, I just want to tell you, I'm so grateful to have Dr. Judy with us, Dr. Judy Mikovits. And I want to let you know, too, the real site, the real website. And if you're watching us, you can see this. But for those of you that are listening, it's the real DrJudy.com, the real DrJudy.com. And she was a victim of an identity hijack. They hijacked her website, and so she had to go in and create a new website. So just in case, I wanted you to know that you can find her at therealdrjudy.com. We were talking in the break, Dr. Judy, you know, about the issue of what you put into your body, and that your body is the temple. And I talked a bit about that earlier in the week, you know, where Jesus says to the woman, you know, no longer will you have to go or turn towards the temple in order to worship, but the temple will be in you. And Paul, very clearly teaches us and takes that, and helps us to clearly understand. And one of the things that I have people repeat, especially in India, but whenever I'm leading someone in the what they would call the sinners or the salvation prayer, is a clear understanding of that. And Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. That means my old man is put on the cross and dies. That old nature is dead and gone. He doesn't take your old nature and try to clean it up. He doesn't put lipstick on the pig. He kills it, and he then gives you a new creation. You are born, reborn, as Jesus Christ himself said in John chapter 3. You are born again, a new creation in Christ. But I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. So this becomes the temple in which dwells the Holy Ghost, in which dwells the Lord, in you, in this temple. And it's why we need to protect it, defend it, and why we need to take good care of it, because we've got a plan and a purpose and a mission. And as you said, for, you know, someone who's been through all the things that I've been through, for me to still be here, it wouldn't be possible, but that God has led me on this journey that he has led me on.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not just in the body, it's on the body. So we've all been misled for decades by the toxic so-called sunscreen that comes from oil and all kinds of poisons that we put on our skin and on our children's skin. So we need the sun, the universe, you know, by God to make that vitamin D. We need to ingest, you know, clean foods. You know, and a lot of people don't realize. They think they're doing well by, let's just say, orange juice or vitamin C. Well, what most people, and this goes to the products we're discussing, you know, most people don't realize that most of the vitamin C in our country is made from corn. That come, you know, and that's loaded and laced with glyphosate from that Roundup that causes the cancer that destroys us from the inside out. So you think you're doing well, and you're being deceived, and that's the blessing in this COVID-19, because now we all realize everything we've been told, everything on every level, is a lie and against God. And this really, what is a war of principalities of good and evil? And it's hard for people to accept that a so-called doctor would inject your child with a poison. And that hasn't just happened for a year. It's happened for 30 years that they weren't traditional vaccines, that everyone was contaminated with animal or synthetic or aborted fetal DNA, RNA, and protein. And now they're just saying, oh, well, the new vaccines, they're all synthetic. No, they're weaponized, you know, viruses, the synthetic viruses, just like the hepatitis B vaccine of late, just like the HPV, the Gardasil vaccine. That's intended to sterilize us. That's intended to destroy little girls and little boys. A 9-year-old isn't having sex if they're living biblically. They are anyway. You know, this is what we've been lied to all along. Our temple is, you know, the house of God, the Holy Spirit. And you can't hear them if the noise is cloudy. You can't hear. You can't see if you're blinded. So all we're asking people to do right now is wake up. God's given us a great opportunity to see how evil, how we've been lied to, the idols we've been worshiping that have nothing to do with God and love.
And I just want to encourage you, we have at our website a prayer and letter to remove harmful vaccination elements. And it's so important, folks. You can pray this. Here's the thing, because you may say to yourself, well, but Dr. Judy, Pastor Greg, you don't understand. I mean, everybody took these injections. Everybody put this stuff into the system. We understand that. We know that. But don't think that God doesn't know that, too. And that's why God has inspired an incredibly powerful prayer that we are seeing impact lives all across the country and around the world. And we want to encourage you, turn to the Lord. Turn to the Lord. Ask him, Lord, forgive me. I didn't know. Now, Father God, perform this act, this prayer. Do this and undo what the enemy meant for harm in my body in the name of Jesus Christ. Back after
this. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous Pastor Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/PastorGreg. That's paypal.me/PastorGreg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And if you missed any part of our interview there with Dr. Judy Mikovits, I encourage you to get that. We'll have that up in the podcast form. You can pick it up at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Critically important information for you to know about the pandemic and about the dangers and the vaccine dangers. And again, I want to encourage you to get over to our website at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and you can do a search on the front page. Just type in prayer in the search and you'll come to prayer and letter, remove harmful vaccination elements, and you can just simply pray that prayer. And we have been seeing incredible results. The Lord will definitely move, because by faith we know that he loves us and is faithful to us. Well, I'm very excited to have my next guest with me, and I welcome our audience that's watching us right now on Getter, because Getter's own senior VP of marketing and interaction, business interaction and social interaction, and he was at CPAC and now he's at NRB. I want to welcome Kalen Dorr. Kalen, welcome. Good to have you.
Yeah, absolutely, Pastor Greg. Thanks for having me. And I know I love my title gets longer every time I jump on a program, but you are my boss, so you get to determine what that is today. But it's a pleasure to be here with you, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing great. You know what? For a guy that got in a fight with a truck and won, I'm doing fantastic. Let me tell you. I'm not supposed to be here. I died four times. Spent 6 weeks on life support, 3 months in the hospital, and saved my daughter's life. And the daughter whose life that I saved is getting married this Saturday.
Oh, wow. Well, congratulations to them. That's incredible, Pastor Greg.
It's a pretty remarkable story. I broke everything but my shoulders, my elbows, and my right hip. Literally.
And I didn't break that spirit of yours either, it sounds like. You're out here, you're giving them a heck.
God is good, brother. God is good. We've planted over 500 churches in India, put in 28 freshwater wells, started a sewing school for widows, and we've got an orphanage and a Bible school. And I had to record the message for our Bible school students, because I'm going to be doing my daughter's wedding, and we're graduating another class of preachers, of ministers that we're sending out in Punjab, India. And we've been one of the only ministries doing anything in Punjab and in Jammu and Kashmir during all of this, shutdown that's been going on. So But we thank God. We thank God, and it's people like yourselves that give us a platform. I've been deplatformed now on Twitter for calling Eric Swalwell a Chinese spy whore. I've been deplatformed on YouTube for having Dr. Judy on the program talking about the pandemic. I've been deplatformed on Vimeo for the same thing, along with having David Shostokas, who was one of the attorneys that testified about the election irregularities in Pennsylvania and monitored things in Georgia. And I now have been deplatformed on LinkedIn, which I would have gone on to LinkedIn and gotten your whole little nice little bio.
On LinkedIn, what are you doing on LinkedIn?
I was putting up some articles on LinkedIn, trying to inform the business world about what's happening in our country and why they need to be aware of these things and apparently they don't want to they've decided now to go after corporate. So let's talk about that, because that's a big part of this whole issue is the censorship that has gone on. And obviously Jason said, you know what, there needs to be a place where people can go that's not going to shut them down because they disagree with their speech.
No, 1,000%. And Jason and I both worked for President Trump for about 4 or 5 years there. So when things started going around and essentially wrangling up, you know, conservatives or people who didn't think the same way they did, it really kind of hit a personal chord for us, right?
Uh-huh.
So we think, you know, we're not an overtly, Christian or faith-based platform, but I believe personally that, respecting one's rights in the First Amendment, your right to free speech really goes hand in hand with a lot of things you're talking about. And what we've found, right, is the criticism we get all the time is that, no one wants to join a platform or it's an echo chamber. It's just the same people shouting about the same things over and over. And what we've found, Pastor Greg, is that these cancel culture issues, they are not exclusive to anyone's demographic. They're not exclusive to anyone's political party. They're not exclusive to anyone's country or race, right? We're a global platform. There's 5 million users on this platform, and they exist all around the world. We're speaking of India, we have users in India and Brazil, France, Germany, the UK, all over the world. And they're all experiencing the same problem because it's a disease that is, being perpetuated by the radical left in this country. And big tech is complicit in it. And quite frankly, we've just decided to put our foot down. For so long, Pastor Greg, they said, if you don't like it, go build your own. Well, we went out and did it.
Talk to me about what that journey was like. What was that journey like creating that? Because that's somebody might think, it's a pretty easy thing. You just kind of throw up a little social platform and not a big deal. But talk about the challenges perhaps faced with trying to launch something of this magnitude.
Yeah, I'll sum it up. Obviously, no one tells you how hard doing something like this is, right? Because you want to obviously respect everyone's right to free speech, but also you don't want anyone to feel threatened or unsafe on the platform as well. So that has been, a particularly unique challenge, right? We don't allow hate speech, pornography, violent images. The Taliban has a verified account on Twitter. They're banned on Getter, right? Things like that. But I'll sum it up basically like this. I'm sorry, as a fire engine drove right by me, of course. But the other day, a staffer here at Getter called me. She said, I'm posting a picture of you on the internet. And I said, oh Lord, what have I done? What did you catch me doing? And she said, no, I'm telling you because I had to smooth out the wrinkles on your forehead first. I wanted you to hear it from me. So we're putting a lot of miles on these tires. And it's truly, truly been a journey, but it's been the most rewarding experience of my life. And I know Jason would say the same too.
Talk to me about, the interaction like at places like CPAC and things like that. What has that been like? And what are the responses that you get from the audiences when you're talking at places like CPAC, and now you're at NRB.
So what really struck me, especially at CPAC, was that there's a whole generation of young folks who don't know anything other than this excessive censorship and the weaponization of cancel culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
I had a little girl walk up to me just bawling her eyes out. She gave me a hug. She said, I'm not allowed, or I can't be on social media because my I guess peers at school have bullied me so badly that my mom has to homeschool me. I can't get on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter or be a kid, right? Because that's a requirement for these young ones now.
Sure.
I can't be a kid, and I'm so glad I found somewhere like Getter. And that just absolutely broke my heart because, you know, you should have a place, especially as a kid, right, to be able to be yourself, to be able to develop your own thoughts and you know, talk to people of opposing viewpoints. That way you're coming out the best person you can be, right? And these kids these days, basically, if you disagree with them, you're a Nazi or you're a racist. It's something that you and I face every day. We shouldn't put any child through it. And that's really what stuck out to me is that's all they know. They don't know anything different. And it's just truly, truly a shame.
Share with me, if you would, the primary things that you're seeing on social media platforms that are deeply concerning to you.
Well, I see, you know, the fact that they go out there and they will literally, here's how I'll phrase it. People don't know how to not get canceled on these platforms because they don't share with people the rules, right? So the rules by which they platform you, for example, that rule is applied equally or evenly to everybody, and it's not even fully explained. And I think that's the most terrifying thing about it, right? Is that these companies have gotten away for so long just doing this in the open that they don't feel the need to explain to anybody, you know, what's going on or how that works. And I think that we've been okay with that, right? And that shouldn't be acceptable to anybody. You know, we're not questioning why or how these things
right.
happen. We're just kind of letting them happen. And I think that's why what we're doing here at Getter is so important. You know, and why if you've got any listeners out there who are, you know, not even social media people, you know, you need to jump off and get on Getter because we're not a data collection entity like these guys are. We're not going to, you know, like I said, sell your data. We're not going to get out there and market to you or acquire these predatory algorithms, anything like that. We just want you to have somewhere where you could be yourself and express yourself and become the best you that you could possibly be. It's about harnessing that right to free speech to live your version of the American dream, right? And, you know, we just want everyone to jump on Getter.
Hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break. And I'm glad that you kind of segued into that because that was going to be my next question to you. You mentioned about an entire generation that has been brought up with the idea that certain topics, oh, well, this is racist, this is that. Everything has a label associated with it. And I guess the question is how dangerous is it that we have eliminated free speech in a manner in which many don't even understand that it's been taken away.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy?
the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Here's Dr. Robert Jeffress with today's Pathway Minute.
If you and I come before God at the day of our death with a long list of indebtedness to God, we will spend eternity trying to pay off that debt, separated from Him in hell forever and ever and ever. But here's the good news. God says, I understand the predicament you're in. I know you're spiritually bankrupt and can't pay off this debt, but I offer to pay it off for you. I'll let your debt be paid off completely by what my Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, did for you. You see, when Jesus came to earth, the reason He came to earth, He said Himself, was to give His life as a ransom for many, Matthew 20:28. He didn't come just to be a good teacher, to be a good example. He didn't come to be a revolutionary. He came as a ransom for our sins.
Today's Pathway Minute is provided by your station and Pathway to Victory. To hear the Bible teaching of Dr. Robert Jeffress, go to ptv.org.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just a accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest is Kaylin Doerr, Senior VP of Marketing for Getter. And that's G-E-T-T-R, G-E-T-T-R, Getter. And you can find them at getter.com. And you can find me at Pastor Greg CGR, at Pastor Greg CGR. Be sure and follow, and you'll know when we go live over on Getter. Kaylin, I was asking you as we were coming into the break, how dangerous, because we've got, I think, a group of young people that are preconditioned to just take and believe that all of this diversity and racist comment and everything is categorized and labeled relative to your speech. And if you don't speak in just the right way, using just the right words, even humor is assaulted. Can you speak to that for just a minute before you have to go? And how can folks get signed up at Getter?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that really strikes to the issue, which is, you know, they don't want you to be yourself, right? Big tech, the left, the evil powers that be in this country, they want you to feel alone. They want you to feel isolated. And they want you to feel ashamed for who you are, right? And I think that's especially the self-censorship, the every time you have to think three or four times before hitting send on a tweet or anything like that, you know, that's what they really want you to, they want to put you through those cases, so that way they're discouraging you from being yourself. And I think, you know, you don't have to do that on Getter, right? We're never going to censor you for your political opinion. You can come on, you can talk about vaccines, you can talk about the election, all those things, and not worry about getting canceled. So everyone who's listening today, please get out there, go download Getter. It's on the Apple Store, it's on the Google Play Store, and we're online at Getter, G-E-T-T-R.com. And we'd love to have you. If you listen, please send me a note. I'm at Kaylin, K-A-E-L-A-N, and we'll give you a shout-out.
There you go. At Kaylin, K-A-E-L-E-N, and get signed up at Getter. We're on it right now. We say hello to our wonderful Getter audience. Good to have those of you that are watching us right now, and we'll be sharing this program as well. And it's great to know that you're down there at NRBN. I know you've got to run. My appreciation to Sonny for connecting us and getting you on the program. God bless you, and have a great rest of your day.
God bless you too. Thanks for having me on, Pastor Greg.
Take care. Bye-bye now. All right, folks, Kaylin needed to get going. Lots going on. He's at NRB. He was on the stage yesterday afternoon. If you missed that, I'm sure you can find it at his page on Getter at Kaylin, K-A-E-L-E-N. And, you know, this free speech thing and the liberties is so important. And this is why here at Children Generation Radio, I talk so much about the foundation for that. Because, ladies and gentlemen, if the foundation is not strong, if we build our foundation on sand and not on rock, it's going to be shifting, and it's going to get washed away by the flood. And so my encouragement to you is to understand the rock upon which America's freedoms and liberties was created, and it was founded on God. And even Ben Franklin, when they were putting the Constitution together and everything was beginning to kind of fall apart after the Revolutionary War, in one of his famous speeches. He stands up and he says, how have we who have just defeated, and I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but how have we who have just defeated the greatest army in the world, speaking, of course, of the British, called upon Providence every day to intervene on our behalf? And now, here in this hour, when we are attempting to build a nation, we have chosen to ignore such providence. I strongly suggest that men, without that providential intervention, cannot build anything that's going to last, essentially is what he said. And when you think about America having lasted over 237 years, most every civilization that has existed that we can look back on that man created hasn't lasted more than 200 years at the most. And yet here we are in America and we continue, but we are in jeopardy today. We are in jeopardy today because of the fact that we have abdicated our position with God. We have renounced and left. They've allowed us to get him cut out of the equation. And we have put our liberties and depended upon our liberties coming from what men say and how men define things. And we need to be so very careful that we don't allow ourselves to be trapped in those kinds of definitions. We need to remember who it is. Who is the author and the finisher of our faith? Who is the creator? Dr. Judy and I were talking about it in the previous segment relative to this very temple in which we dwell, in which we live, who we are, where we, how we live and breathe and have our being. And I said yesterday on the program, I truly believe that evolution and the teaching of evolution has been a large part of the destruction of our Christian ideals. Now, the good news to me is that in recent polls, 70% of Americans still consider themselves to be Christian. That means that they are a ship at sea, and they are a ship at sea that is heading in a direction. Now, the studies and the polls indicate that the concept of Christianity that many may hold to is not the true biblical concept of Christianity, but it's because they have not been told or been taught or been educated in what true biblical Christianity has to say about the issues that deeply penetrate and concern them. And so the Christian concepts of love and the Christian concepts of helping one another and treating your fellow man well and things of that nature are certainly a part of that. But the idea of absolute truth seems to be a concern because there's an idea that, well, if I have an absolute truth, then I am somehow hurting someone else's truth. But understand that by saying that there is no absolute truth, that in and of itself becomes an absolute. And it leads to the chaos that we're seeing take place in our world today. God has absolute truths. He has absolute truths about the issues that we face today. He has absolute truths about life and its beginnings and creation and value and your value and your significance and your importance and your purpose and your call. He has things to say about loving your neighbor and who your neighbor is. And he has things to say that we can use as arguments of persuasion. Because the reality is that a truly biblical Christian world is a place that gives life, liberty, and freedom to all. Back
this week on Insight for Living, Chuck Swindoll reinforces your most cherished relationships.
This is a wake-up message for some of you. Wake up to your responsibilities as a parent. They long for the boundaries. They long for your love. Talk with them.
Hear Chuck Swindoll present biblical help for your marriage and family. this week on Insight for Living.